Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Shadow Ops by Mike Cole. Narrated by Ken Jackson. With performances by Andy Brownstein, Casey Platt, Christopher Davenport, Christopher Walker, Colleen Delaney, David Coyne, David Harris, David Jordan, Deirdre Starnes, Drew Copus, Dylan Lynch, Elizabeth Jernigan, Eric Messner, Gabriella Coffey, James Konacek, Jeff Allen, Jefferson A. Russell, Joel David Santner, Jonathan Church, Kenyatta Rogers, Laura C. Harris, Lily Beacon, Matthew Schley, Michael Glenn, Michael John Casey, Nanette Savard, Nora Ashrati, Patrick Busick, Ren Casey, Richard Rowan, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Sasha Olenek, Scott McCormick, Steve Wanall, Susan Linsky, Terrence Aselford, Thomas Keegan, Tony Nam, Thomas Penny, and Tracy Oliveira. Shadow Ops Trilogy, Book 3, Breach Zone.
My predecessor's involvement in the Shadow Coven and FOB Frontier scandals has shaken the public's faith in honest government, and rightly so. But this is no time to point fingers. Former President Walsh will have his day in court, and like all of you, I am looking forward to seeing the truth come out. Today, I recommit myself to enforcing the provisions of the McGower-Lyndon Act with total certainty, severity, and transparency. Vice President Howard Porter, on his inauguration as president following the impeachment of President Walsh.
Swift eased up the hood of his sweatshirt and kept his head down. The crowds in the financial district were thick at lunchtime. Hundreds of people with eyes on the pavement, on their way to grab cigarettes or food, or to run errands in the few precious minutes they had before heading back to their desks. The richest slaves in the world. Swift had never been comfortable among the corporate wage serfs who made up most of the city. But a big crowd was best. It was easy to get lost in the throng. One more data point in a stream, nothing to draw the eye. He felt his magical current thrumming. The scar of his ruined tattoo itched on his chest, an old reminder of older fights. He'd won them all, and somehow still lost. His girlfriend, his baby, were still gone. The man who'd killed them, still alive. At last, South Ferry Terminal hove into view, the water of the bay sparkling beyond. Oscar Britton had wanted him to stay in the Source, to build a new life in the Goblin Village. Swift had insisted Britton send him back. He'd found the broken remnants of the Houston Street Gang, the band of magic-using revolutionaries deemed criminals for their refusal to submit to government control. Criminals or no, they'd bloodied the government's nose for years, until the SOC had replaced their beloved leader, Big Bear, with a monster. The deception caught them completely unawares, and the SOC had broken their spine, scattered them to the winds. The survivors spent the intervening months hiding in the homes of sympathizers, trying to rebuild what they'd lost when Big Bear had turned out to be someone else. Months of jumping at shadows, of desperately hoping the SOC had bigger fish to fry. But Swift found time to come down to the water every day, to give himself a few minutes to look out over the glassy surface. Swift allowed himself a quick glance around to make sure no one was watching, then headed back toward the posts that ring the entrance to the South Ferry subway station. He saw the can beside the third post, only got close enough to confirm it. Beer. Britton would be coming tomorrow. No can meant no visit. A soda can meant they'd been found out and had better run. Swift made a mental note to tell the others. Most of the gang worshipped Britton. The crowd raised their heads, began moving north, bunching together, trying to see what the trouble was. The crowd moved up past the entrance to the subway.
Shit!
And Swift went with them, driven more by curiosity than...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?